Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. Yes, a very warm welcome back to another episode of That's So Hun with me, Gareth.
And me, Electra.
We're back for another episode. Can you believe it? The season's still running.
I know. I can't believe I'm still here.
Neither can
I've
I.
I've still got a job. It's great.
Yes, it's That's So Hun, where we break down Hun culture for the Hun initiated. So if you listen to our previous episode, you will know that we have spoken about some random moments that all fit so well under this umbrella of Hun culture. And this week, we're delving in deep once again. Now, remember, on the episode, we are going to be talking about lots of things. Who knows what it will be? And at the end, we will be encouraging one of the items that we talk about to take a bow and be this week's That's So Hun item of the week.
I'm so excited for today.
You're so excited.
Yeah, I read the brief about 10 minutes ago. No, I didn't. I read the brief. I'm so excited. It's a really good.
It's going to be a really good episode.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Great. Tell you what also is going to be good is our Take a Bow brunches. Do you see what I did there? Our Take a Bow brunches, which are with Strongbow over Pride season. The London date is now on sale. So there are very strictly limited tickets. So get yourself on Eventbrite if you do want to join us on the 29th of June at London Pride for the Strongbow Take a Bow brunch. And talking about Strongbow, have you tried their brand new flavour? Strawberry. It's hit the shops. It's Tesco exclusive.
It's delicious. Gorge. Oh, it takes you like into summer fields, do you know what I mean? Not summer fields. It's like a summer field, you know, running through the fields of wheat, drinking a strawberry Strongbow. Oh, it's delicious.
Shall we scroll on? Before we go too deep into Theresa May content, please welcome our guests this week on That's So Hun. It's the TikTok viral stars, absolutely sensational backing singers, brother and sister duo, Chris and Elizabeth Hall.
Yay!
Welcome to the podcast, Huns.
Hi, Huns. Thanks for having us.
Hiya, love. How's you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
You've been really busy recently, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's been going on? You've been on Lorraine, haven't you?
Which was maybe the most stressful thing that has actually ever happened in my life.
Spill some tea. Spill some Lorraine tea.
Well,
she wasn't there, was she?
She wasn't there.
She was there. It's the school holidays.
Yeah, do you know what? I told my mum and I was like, oh, it's not Lorraine, it's Joel. And my mum went, yes, of course, Lorraine never teaches in the school holidays. She never goes to school holidays. And I was like, oh, so sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know it was half term.
I did go into hair and makeup and they were like, what do you want done? And I was like, I think it would look, I haven't worn makeup since I was about 17. Yeah. And I was like, I can't go out there with a full beat.
Yeah. Full drag.
What do you mean?
She comes in with a hair piece. Like.
Hair piece? No, I was just about to say, your skin's glowing. And that explains you don't wear makeup.
It's crazy. I would say in the last like 3 months, and I'm 26, but in the last 3 months I've, for the first time, like consistently use skincare, like every morning and night.
Drop the skincare routine. What's on it?
Turns out it works.
Yeah.
You wash your face.
What is that about?
What is the skincare routine? Come on, give us.
The skincare routine, Bioma.
Bioma?
Who's she?
I have Bioma. Let me tell you all about her. Well, I tell you what, talking about changed lives, I mean, I'm going to speculate that this backing singer idea has changed your lives. Is that right?
Oh, it's been the maddest year that we could have ever imagined. It's just, it came from one idea, one video. We just put it up thinking, we put it up about 1 a.m. in the morning and then went to bed, didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then by the next day, the Mooner, who the video was like, you know, the song was of, had commented on it. And we were like, oh God, that's gotten to them fast. We were like, that's mad. And then we did a couple more, and then like literally straight from that, they were just, you know, doing so well. And literally we've met people that we, in our wildest dreams, yeah, we would never have even thought would have happened. It's just been amazing.
Do you know what I love about it? It's the simplicity of it. And it's like, props to you to come up for that idea, because it is so simple, but it is so brilliant. I like it. It's something that just genuinely, honestly, gives me joy to watch. And I see when you can see when you know that there's going to be a celebrity in there, and I'm literally like, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? And then it comes. So who's been the best celebrity that you've had, that you've done for like fangirl moment?
Oh my gosh. Well, the massive one was Shania Twain. That was just like, that just like that, when that all came through the emails, it was just like,
this is
what? Like, what are we doing here? This is absolutely mad.
Yeah. Well, and JoJo for you.
Yeah, JoJo's one of my favourite artists. Leave, get out.
Get out.
JoJo Siwa.
No, not JoJo Siwa.
No.
That would be a manic routine for her.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe we can figure that out. Yeah. But yeah, no, JoJo's one of my favourite artists. And that was nuts. Like, we met and she was like, oh my God, hi, it's so nice to meet you. And I literally was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's nice to meet me. This is crazy. Yeah. And you really took the lead in some of the talking in that one, because I was just kind of speechless.
You didn't have the words.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm here. I'm in the room. But you do the talking. Yeah.
What's the process when you meet the artists? Because obviously I'm sure the management are like, oh, we'd love for you to do something.
Yeah.
And then you get in the room, and what actually happens? Is it very much like that? Or is it very, right, I'm on choreo, we're doing this, what's the plan?
So it kind of depends, doesn't it? Depends how much time we have. So like, we've done a couple of videos where it's been a busy schedule for everyone involved, and we get like a 5 minute, 10 minute slot. Yeah. And then sometimes it's really nice. Like, we were with Dani Minogue for like an hour.
Oh yeah.
Just chatting and just like, just how amazing. She's just the best. Just, but we were like up on the roof just chatting, and you know, she was telling us stories about back home and her, you know, what she's up to. And we were like, oh, we're still here with Dani Minogue. Like, she's we're like, we'll go if you want. But like, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah. And then afterwards she was like, right, should we head down? And she like was carrying all this stuff. I was like, Dani, should I be carrying your things? Yeah. Like, you're carrying your own stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Is there an artist you would love to work with?
It's a very, very hard question, because again, we've met, but the sort of like, we've already had our fill. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We've had the, this is like the third time I've mentioned her in 24 hours. Yeah. And it's going to be so beggy, because I feel like if she hears more, she's like, get this British boy away from me. But I love Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Massively.
So that'd be amazing.
Show. Get on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Do you know what I mean? And then we love Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But also I want her just to sit in her house and like chill.
Yeah, we kind of just want coffee with Britney.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No videos.
I root for Britney every day. Like, there is a story there which is none of our business, but it's but it's very, it's, I just want it to be okay.
I know. You just want, I would love in like 10, she doesn't even have to do any work or release anything, but I'd love like a video where she just goes like, thanks for your help. Like, I'm all good.
I'm
just going to go and like live in Southern California now. But I'm fine.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, perfect world, Crossroads 2.
Yep.
That would be if we're perfect world. Mm-hmm.
Crossroads, the straight road.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've got visions of you. I'm manifesting this for you now. You know, like, remember when Sophia Grace and Rosie went on Ellen? Do you remember when they
this
went
one on for the boys with the boom sister top down? He's done with the boom sister.
In the tutus, I have got visions of you on the Kelly Clarkson show, and you doing it. Let's manifest. You definitely want that, right?
Before we put the bites out, Kelly. If you've not known by now, I've said it on every platform.
Kelly does actually listen to this podcast.
She can't get enough.
We'll figure it out. Do you know what I mean? Mate, we'll see.
Kelly, if you're listening, you know what to do.
Don't block me.
Don't block us.
Send us an email and we will literally
get in touch. So, every week on the podcast, we choose a subject that is close to Hun culture to do a bit of a deep dive on. And because you are so well connected in the pop world now, you've got everybody on the speed dial. Uh-huh. We want to dissect pop music and why pop music and what pop music is so close to Hun culture. Yeah. But before we do that, What does Hun culture mean for you both? Does it mean anything?
It means a lot. It means I feel I never have more fun than when I'm with my girls.
Yeah.
And your girlies and the culture that surrounds it, the jokes that you have is just inherently Hun.
Yeah.
Also, just from the birth of this whole Hun movement, all the references, the Celebrity Big Brother references, the EastEnders references, like all that British humour is what I bounce, like, you know, but gets bounced around in the friendship groups with the girls.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's everything.
What about you, Elizabeth?
Oh my God, that was gorgeous.
Yeah. That was stunning.
That was profound.
You should do like teaching or preaching or something.
I want to be a priest. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so good. We love it.
When I think about you, I do think like, Hun.
Why is he my brother?
Please remove.
You were so scared then. But literally, I do think like the humor that I have with like when you're quoting Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, you're like doing the, what's that famous Big Brother monologue she does? I would tell Gemma that she is.
I will let Gemma know that she is a.
We all know the word.
Pretty much, I'm going to let Gemma know.
But like, yeah. When you're reciting that, I'm like, oh my God, that is like, that is Hun culture.
Yeah,
do you know
sure.
When you were kids, did like Chris do a show on the fireplace for you all and make you sit and watch?
It was quite, well, the thing is, so there's actually like 7 years between us.
Your age has been outed now.
Yeah, exactly.
27.
Yeah.
20, yeah.
I can't do math.
I think our sister, our older sister, got the brunt of it.
Yeah.
Because there's 4 years between them, and she was the older sister who I think was made to sit and watch Chris give like a live performance.
Head of the fan club.
Yeah, I did have to watch Steps performances.
You
of
had
Chris.
To.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were lucky to.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me, if you didn't like them, you could have left at any time, but you never left.
That's so true.
Bit like H. Sinclair did.
She was tied to the chair.
Me, also three.
Yeah.
You know.
So what pop music was playing when you were growing up? What sort of things did you have to witness and listen to growing up? What was your pop music jam?
Well, as previously mentioned, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Passionately Steps,
yeah.
Followed by, of course, S Club 7, of course, Your Hearsay, of course, Your Liberty X.
Of course.
Spice Girls, of course.
Spice Girls.
Yeah. I wrote Jerry a letter when she left.
Was it a strongly worded, can I speak to the manager letter?
It was just a sort of stream of consciousness. It was just like, wow, like this is, I don't know how you haven't sort of considered us in this decision. I remember saying I'm really sad, but like I understand this is like for you.
There was forgiveness there.
Forgiveness there, but it was very cathartic. And I think my mum went, lovely, I'll just send this to Jerry Halliwell in the bin.
You're like patient zero Karen.
Yeah. Do you know what, Jerry?
Every week, we delve into the Huntsry box. Now, first of all, this is the honeyest box that we could find. It's pink velour.
Beautiful. Where's that from?
I'm not going to reveal my sources because I don't want everyone to have it. Doesn't it look like a TOWIE cast member's sofa?
It does. It does. It could go. You need a grey one as well to go with it.
Are you talking about me or the box?
Either or, really. So every week we find an artifact from the past and we bring it back and we dissect it, celebrate it, fall in love with it again in this day and age in our Huntsry box. So Electra, it's over to you.
In this week's,
ooh, that ASMR.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oops, that's my script gone.
So who knows who are you? Now?
Hi, John. Hi, Mary. Now, in this week's Huntsry box is, I'm scared to like lift this because it might like disintegrate.
It's not the Dead Sea Scrolls.
May as well be. This week's Huntsry box is the Smash Hits magazine!
Oh,
and this is an original.
Wow.
This is an original. So I thought we could just have a little bit of a look at it. So,
yes, that is Gareth Gates.
Gareth, Will and Darius.
Yeah.
The headline on the cover is, what is it?
Come on, girls.
Come on, girls. But the question is, which one would you choose? So the
For
what?
For what? Oh, smash hits. Yeah. So we...
Yeah.
I mean, we are voting for them to win.
Yes, exactly.
So hopefully, in parentheses, it says, which one would you choose for your pop idol? Not...
Which one would you choose?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we looked at this, and I had a quick flick through the magazine earlier. And there's some stunning things. So it starts with... this is from February 2002... Page one is a full page of S Club U.
Wow.
Speak on it.
I used to, in primary school, used to sit in the corner of like the school field and like run takes of U, but just by myself, like singing it, but taking it so... So I was that odd child that was just like...
That's not odd. That's unique. That makes you
look what it's got.
Thank
you, though.
Thank you so much for saying that. But I literally used to.
She told me this story like last. That is so like magical that week. That is that song. Because you literally told me this story like
that was,
days ago.
That was like, I mean, now I would say it's they look top incredible. Five. But at the time it was number one.
Yeah. That's the great thing about pop music is that you can have an absolute favorite for a really short amount of time. It's like Padam. Padam will always be there, but it was like peak, wasn't it, at a time. We've got Kavanagh. Do you remember Kavanagh?
Oh, no.
No Kavanagh?
I used to fancy, I probably still do, Kavanagh.
Yeah.
He was the one who
did, I can make you feel good.
We've
got,
I should be in your
Kim
little
Shady.
Band.
Shocked Lisa flies solo.
She's out of there.
She's out of there doing her thing. What else? There was some good things. There was a lot of chat in this magazine about Liz from Atomic Kitten and Lee from Blue being together.
Wow. Yeah. Lee and Liz.
We were just talking about Atomic Kitten.
Yeah, I had to... Elizabeth wasn't completely versed in Atomic Kitten and I gave her a bit of a history.
Yeah,
Through Kerry into Jenny and then back to Kerry. The big hits.
All the hits.
I kind of knew the big, you know.
Oh, you knew Hole Again, Eternal Flame, but
and
Tide is High. Did you know It's Okay?
No,
when they just like proposed, they went, "Okay, I assure you, babe, it's all right. You were keeping me up all night," and the choreography is just pose. No more. It's amazing.
What I like about Atomic Kitten is they had a lot of mid-tempo tracks, but were doing full-out choreo to the mid-tempo tracks. Yeah. And I like that level of commitment.
For sure.
You've got a choreography background, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they really, really hit the choreography hard, again, to the kind of like easy, easy listening. And they also, I think, were the complete pioneers of the Deirdre Barlow belt. The gladiator disc belt with the long skirt.
They're coming back, those belts.
I cannot wait for those belts to be back.
One thing that I love about Smash Hits magazine as well is that you always had in every episode, for anybody who doesn't know what Smash Hits magazine, you'd always have the posters in the middle.
Yeah.
So in this episode, we've got the Backstreet Boys, we've got Queen Brittany.
Gorgeous.
So we've got the Americans there. But then on the flip side of that, we've got Westlife looking
Angels.
Like a bunch of estate agents.
They really do.
They do, don't they? Would you buy a house from Mark?
I think
I would.
Yeah.
I'd buy anything from Nicky.
Yeah.
He was so...
He's gorgeous.
He's
still
fit.
Gorgeous,
yeah.
Isn't he? Yeah. In the middle every week, there was the song lyrics. So... This would be good if Smash Hits were still around. This would really help you. You know, if Kylie called or Jimmy World or Brandy called, you just have the lyrics there ready to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was so important.
So important.
Yeah.
The little advert for Woolworths. Did you see that in the middle there?
Miss you, Woolworths.
And there's a huge ad for Woolworths on the back.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't talk to me about Woolworths.
Best place.
That's
for,
mad.
I remember that Alize.
What does it go like?
She was a French pop star, and I have the CD single of Elise Moi Lolita.
Wow.
I just remember that photo vividly. Wow.
Could you say her name again?
Alize.
What was the Belita bit?
Moi Lolita is the name of the
Belita.
Song.
It's cute.
Gorge.
So we were talking about song lyrics there. It would be, and I'm sure you get asked this a lot, appreciate we've got microphones in front of us. Is there any way that you could give us like any choreo that we could go away and practice, or that Huns at home could practice?
Oh my goodness,
because from some of the archive that you've done. So if we had a microphone at home, what could we do to give it the backing vocal?
What was the Barry Manilow one we just did?
Barry Manilow.
No, but you're, and because it's quite good hands like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
So if you go up. Down, forward, down, down, and then double. The double click is our
signature move.
The signature, yes. Yeah. So if you go spirit fingers, you go up, down, forward, down, click, down, click, down.
Right, we ready?
Five,
right,
six, a five, six, seven, eight,
up, down, forward, down. You go click and a da and a click and a da. And the double click is where you really put your own flavour, your own spice on it.
Yeah, it's all about styling.
The bits in the videos that I wait for and makes me just combust into a million pieces is the side eye looks to each other. Can we get an exclusive side eye look from you?
I don't even know where that started.
I don't want to be a creative director, but I've just had an idea. I think you should do like a workout video, backing singers workout, because you know, like Hun celebrity workout videos.
Oh my goodness me! Yeah.
You know, everybody, you know, because everybody can get like a mop or something at home. You know,
so everybody
can do it, and then you can do some choreo moves, maybe with some tins of beans.
I love that idea.
Wow.
Tins of beans.
Absolutely, tins of beans. Actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Trademark.
Who
had the best workout DVD?
Davina
had a great Davina.
Or
Natalie Cassidy, the then and now workout we love. My favorite workout though was a bit of an obscure one. Nadia from Big Brother did a flamenco one, which is really good.
Amazing.
Letitia Dean did a great one, but my all-time favorite, and I don't know whether I've spoken about this before on the pod, but my all-time favorite is White D from Benefit Street. It wasn't a DVD, but it was a piece of content that she did called the Benefit Workout.
I remember all the Ministry of Sound ones. Remember the Ministry of Sound ones? She used to have just like gorgeous people.
Yeah.
Just like sort of box stepping.
Can I ask our producer Katie to pop in that cupboard? In that, it's not a cupboard, that's the case. I've got it.
That is the one I had!
Yeah. I'll tell you what,
I really fancied the boy in it.
Yeah.
I literally bought it just to watch the boy dance.
Oh my God.
Pass it over. Yeah, we'll have a double unscrew box.
So this week's
shook.
I never leave home without it.
You ever know when it might come up?
I want to be her in the yellow bikini.
Do you know what I loved about this? Yeah. There was a moment in there where they're like, and pony.
That was
pony.
It. There's a call on me.
But the tunes on that workout were banging.
Sunrise.
Yeah.
How did that one go?
When Angel I look into the sunrise.
Sunrise.
Melt my fears away.
Banging.
But let's talk about it because it's here.
Waiting for a star to fall.
Oh, I know that one.
I used to work at Pontins. I was a blue coat at Pontins, and we used to get fit to that back in the day. So when it was the summer, we'd go outside our chalets, we'd pull out the massive telly, and we'd put the Pump It Up DVD on, Pump It Up 2 specifically, which is that one. And my friend Stacey, if you are watching it, Pump It Up forever. Pump It Up 2 forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever, Stacey.
Yeah. It's so good, isn't it?
Banging. All beautiful.
You can keep it next to you if you want.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
just keep it in a precious place.
Yeah. Special.
Why don't we just put it on the telly now? And
yeah. The rest of the podcast.
Get
up off your seats.
I am wearing pleather.
The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing, and what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders. We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think Strawberry will be stunning, Tropical the tastiest, or Zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
So every week on the podcast, we ask our guests to bring in something that you think, or tell us something that you think is so Hun, and throw it out there into the Hun world, because Hun culture is so individual to everybody, but it's so inclusive to everybody. Mm-hmm. So what have you brought that you think is so Hun?
Well, we've brought from our flat, don't ask me how it still exists, but it is a shiny purple magenta disposable, digital camera, where back in the day, everybody, children, if you're watching, people used to go out to the club, yes, and they'd have already taken 50 photos at the pre-drinks and already uploaded it to Facebook saying, pre-drinks at Becky's.
Yeah, in its own folder.
In its own folder. And then you'd be on the bus and you'd take 30 photos on the bus and it would say, bus to Kingston for Becky's 18th. And there'd be 30 more photos there. Then you'd be in the club and there'd be three albums of 60 photos. Facebook used to only be, children, Facebook only used to have 60 photos in an album, if you could imagine that. And then thank God they made it much, they made the albums much bigger, thank goodness. And you'd have three albums that say Becky's 18th. Yeah.
So true.
And then you'd come home and you'd have a pizza party at home and you'd have an album that said After the Club for Becky's 18th. So in one night,
free album,
there would be about 200 tagged photos of you on Facebook.
Yes.
That you'd then sit in my bed and tag everyone in it and then put a status up and say, I've done my tags, enjoy.
All some people are too lazy. They'd be like, tag yourself.
Tag yourself. Yeah. I know, you knew they were the snakes.
Yes. Yes.
If you've been the photographer all night, you do the tagging.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so good. Those times were great. The OG selfie comes from one of those cameras as well.
Yeah.
Indeed. Heard that?
Indeed.
And you actually take as many photos now, because if you ever look at your camera roll, you've taken the same, you've taken 10 selfies of yourself, mm-hmm. and then you pick one. But back in the day, you'd post all 10 of them and be like, lovely, 10 photos. Yeah. Do you know what? Maybe I'll charge it up and take it to Hoopla. Yeah.
I think you should, because there is also actually...
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's actually a scary thought. Ooh. We shouldn't delve.
Because I wouldn't even know. Oh, it must be it used to be a cable, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can get one of those on like Amazon or something.
We'll do a bonus episode at the end of the season and we'll find out what really is on their camera.
Yeah. But yeah, I just love the... Oh God. I just think the colour of it as well is just perfectly
it's
Hun.
So Hun.
Do you know what I mean? It really says like, this is Kelly's camera.
Kelly's
that
camera.
Is it bad that I'm getting a bit anxious seeing that camera?
It's like, not your camera.
No, I'm like, what's on that camera?
So, as you know, every week on That's So Hun, we take a deep dive into the current affairs of things that's going on in the media, in the news, in social media, what's trending, and we have a chat about them on the pod. So, Electra, what's been going Hun this week?
I love this bit. I feel like a news reporter, like Fiona, whatever her name was.
Bruce, she's still with
Fiona
us.
Fiona Bruce, she's still with us.
Whatever her name was.
I know she's not, sorry. She actually, fun fact, she went to my mum and dad's house once to do an interview, fun fact, there you go. No, so this week.
Chaos.
Just so you all know, chaos. No, this week, Jenny Lex.
Oh God, yeah.
How do you feel about making big stories, Hun, like cost of living, cosy libs, Jenny Lex, general election? Do you know what I mean?
I thought you were going to ask me about... I thought you were going to ask us, like, our take on politics.
No.
And I was, like, really worried. And then you were just like, do you like abbreviating?
Yeah, you said Jenny Lex, and I was like, I don't know who that is.
Yes.
I was like, oh, no.
No.
I don't want to talk about politics.
We're not going to talk about
so worried. I'm
no,
like,
we
definitely. Where do you stand?
No, we definitely won't be talking about the politics. I think what Electra was trying to say is, how do you feel of like massive news stories being like abbreviated to all of this? Because that is so Hun.
I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
It really, for people like me who are, as you've, I guess, claimed, got in the last 30 seconds are completely brain dead and stupid. I really love when really, really awful things are just abbreviated into a funny word. It's so perfect.
I do think calling it like the Cosy Live is just going to make it less like horrifying. Like, it's going to make it maybe slightly easier to process. Do you know what I mean?
I just need to laugh. It's not that. It's that, Chris. Oh, I need to breathe. Okay, right, yeah.
Take a second.
Oh, it's hot.
But the thing is, I think by abbreviating it, and not obviously you're not trivializing anything, I think it's making these subjects accessible to people like me who probably wouldn't engage with them, who maybe thinks, oh, what is this Jenny Lex about? And then I might look a bit, little bit below the surface, but I'm all for an abbreviation.
I am too. I think it also really, everything that happens, it like unites all the girls and the funny people, and it just I feel it's something that we can all like. We can't really do much about like Cosy Lives. What can we do about the cost of living crisis? Day to day in our lives, but we can just unite, call it a silly name, and like at least find some humour in it.
It's Holly Bob season.
Where do you stand?
on Holly Bob's. It's Holly Bob season. What holiday destination is so hun to you?
Ooh, so hun to me. I pop over to Grand Can in the last couple years. Be my third time, 3 years in September. And that's quite hun.
Yeah.
Lots of fun shows. We love our sit on those plastic seats watching the drag queens. Absolutely fabulous.
Yes. Get those like with tan lines through the seats as well.
Exactly, yes. With a big jug of Aperol. Really good.
Gran Canaria is definitely hun. I think it's definitely hun on the gay, on the LGBT side. I think that's definitely where it sits. But I think that there are some girlies out there who would say that Malia.
That sounds quite
hun. Have you ever been to Malia?
I haven't.
Did you go Zante?
Yeah, I went to Zante.
We've both
been to
Zante. You went to Ibiza.
Zante.
Zante was pretty hun.
Can I tell you, this is actually, I'm going to tell you something. So I used to work for a travel company called TUI in the head office, and it was only probably about 2 years into my career that I realised that Zante and Zakynthos are actually the same place.
Mm. You were like, where are you going, Zante or Zakynthos? And everyone's looking at you like,
Embarrassed. So every week on the pod, as you know, we recap at the end of all of the honey things that we've spoken about and choose one of these subjects or items or anything that we've spoken about to be crowned That's So Hun of the Week. And then we ask it to take a bow. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't. It doesn't take a bow. We just say the word take a bow. it's a pretty simple concept, really.
Yeah.
So at the top of the show, we spoke about Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson, very hun. Your appearance on Kelly Clarkson. I think that would be really hun. Crossroads 2 and Britney in general. Definitely hun.
Huge.
Tommy Kitts, Atomic Kitten and Gladiator Belts.
Huge.
Yeah, it's getting difficult now.
Yeah.
Workout videos. Pump it up. Other workout videos are available, but you just won't want to do them. So that's the best one. Digital cameras and Facebook albums, or abbreviations. So
let's not go there. Again.
Let's not go there.
My stomach can't handle it.
Electra, so out of all of the things we mentioned, what do you want to crown So Hun this week?
I'm going to go with the camera.
The camera.
The camera is so hun, and it needs to take that bow, baby.
Okay. What do you
want to
go for?
Immediately I go, is it Crossroads 2? Just even the concept of, I think that is my, that's so hun. I think that's my take of bow.
Okay, Chris.
It's tough, because I did sort of bring the camera to the room
to the
today,
pizza party.
To the pizza party, and Becky's 18th needed those 560 photos taken.
Grainy ones.
I am a huge fan of Tommy Kitts and the Gladiator Belts, and also the whole Lee and Liz.
Lee and Liz.
I just think, God, what
a time.
If only we just let them live, yeah. Maybe they'd be married with a family now. If the press had just left them alone.
They could have been like the new Beckhams, but with much more highlights.
Much more highlights, tiger stripes.
Yeah.
But I think I will go with the disposable. Why do I keep saying disposable? The digital camera.
The digital camera. So we've got two for the digital camera. Ooh. I think that the Tommy Kits in the gladiator belts, I'm teetering on the edge. Give me a minute. No, we're going to go for...
You choose your own, yes. Babes. Don't follow the crowd.
But it's like Simon Cowell when they have the deciding vote on Britain's Got Talent, because we've got to just choose one thing. Mm.
Simon Cowell's funny glasses.
Yeah, oh, what is Simon Cowell's glasses doing?
Oh, I love him.
Do you?
Yeah, it's mysterious. What's going on behind those glasses?
That explains a lot. I think we're going to crown digital cameras. Yep, definitely. Woohoo! Digital cameras on a night out. That's so hun. Can we get it out to physically take a bow?
Here it is. Here we are. In its purple, shiny purple glory and taking a bow.
Oh, fabulous.
That was for our listeners.
Digital cameras, that's so hun. So we are nearly at the end of this week's pod, but before we go, just remind everybody where they can find you on your socials and tell us anything that you've got coming up. Plug.
You can find me at Christopher Hall with an X instead of the I on Instagram and TikTok. Come see my stand-up in Edinburgh. If you're in Edinburgh, if you've got friends in Edinburgh, if you're in London, I've got some shows on the way, but then after Edinburgh I'm going on tour with my show, so I'll be in lots of places I haven't been before to gig. So Dublin, Belfast, Glasgow, Newcastle, Leeds, Cardiff, all over. So and that's all the information is that's on my Instagram.
Fabulous.
Wow, that was amazing. My Instagram.
You hear it all the time. I bet you could have just done that for me.
Probably. My Instagram handle is Elizabeth Hall with two Z's. My TikTok handle is Elizard Queen Beth, so we don't have to talk about that much more. And I have a new song, 22, coming out on June 28th.
On all available platforms, streaming things.
Fabulous.
I love that. Yeah,
and it is original music. It's not a Taylor Swift cover, but it is called 22.
I reckon you should have a Taylor Swift off with her. She turns up at the stadium and you'd be playing your song outside.
With a boombox.
I was thinking for promo, like, what if I got in that huge hat she wears with the long white T-shirt? But we'll see. We'll see.
If anybody's at the Eras tour, if you can nick it and send it
that would be great.
We'll pass it on, definitely. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We think that your TikToks and Instagram and every... I just can't wait to see who's going to be next on the backing singer content.
Thanks so much for having us. Thank you so much too. It's been amazing.
Before we go though, Electra, can you leave us with this week's?
Oh, sorry. They meant leave us. Can you leave us? You're fired.
No, you're fired.
Can you leave? Yeah.
Can you leave us with this week's Hunspirational quote to give some Hunspiration to our listeners for the week?
Okay. This week's quote is, never let anyone tell you that you can't be something. Show the world that you can be something. Smash it. Smash the world. Peace.
I can't believe that we got to episode 5 and you still haven't said that. So I've been waiting for that every week. Thanks so much. I feel so uninspired. Don't forget to check us out on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere where we get your podcasts. Follow, subscribe, like. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back next week for another fantastic episode of That's So Hun. Until next time. Ciao.
Bye.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you follow in at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take A Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.